This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Steve Feld just did it.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Holy tamale, we're still looking for Dr. Rashid Batar. He's out and about doing his thing, I know, and we'll get him soon. But in the meantime, Super Don, we were talking about censorship last hour and how YouTube was setting the stage for any dissenting opinion that they call hate speech. For instance, our perspective that vaccines have not been tested for safety or efficacy could be the new definition of hate speech, and they could just relegate our videos into never land that no one can find it. And as we're talking about this, I kind of thought we need some kind of image of you know, I don't even remember what it was I said, but Steve the Thorough is paying attention. And you got to see this. I just sent it to you, Super Don. You got to check this out. He already came up with the answer for it. It's just amazing to me. We had the best listeners, participants of any show on planet Earth.
Okay, I'm just pulling it up. Super Don needs a new computer. This thing, my computer just threw up all over itself as I was trying to open up Skype.
No worries.
So it looks like we've got a billboard here.
Right? We were talking about a billboard or some way to, you know, I mentioned the Got Milk campaign where they have people, you know, with milk mustaches, probably with antibiotics and pus and everything because it's not real milk.
Right.
So Steve did one of his cartoon image of me, and it said "Got Freedom," and then it has YouTube and the logo
with a circle and slash through it.
So,
nice.
My goodness, we gotta add that into the notes.
That is awesome.
If we can do that. That's great.
That is awesome.
And we'll see Steve, and I hope to see all y'all, including Dr. Rashid Batar and Dr. Frank King, and so many of our friends will be together again at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, Florida. That is happening October 5th, 6th, and 7th, and all organic food's going to be delivered to you there. If you're signed up for it, come on down and see us, or come on up and see us, depending on where you're flying in from or driving in from. That is going to be awesome, and Dr. Batar is going to be developing an incredible presentation. I can't wait to see it myself, which will be really cool. So beyond that, though, we can't, the show must go on as we continue on here, bringing some advanced medicine to you. And this particular, let me see if I get, oh, yeah, you know what this is? Well, every once in a while, and it happens more often than we care to have it play, because we have themes for just about everything, because Super Don has been challenged to do them, and he rises to that challenge. And, you know, so often something in science or some medical community will admit something, will pronounce something so amazing. You know, you'd think it'd be a moment of doubt, but it's actually... At this point, it's not. It's something else. And it has to do with things I've been talking about or I've personally experienced and probably many of you have experienced as well. And that leads us to a very famous country song, apparently, that just expresses our feelings about this, or mine in particular, just about as well as anything I could say or any way I could say it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
All right, up on the website, there's a link at robertscottbell.com to a Green Med Info article, our good friend Sarah G. It headlines this: early life antibiotic exposure causes intestinal dysbiosis and exacerbates skin and lung pathology in experimental systemic sclerosis. Now, this is a fancy technological scientific way of saying
it. I feel like Homer. Could you repeat the part of the stuff you said about all the things?
Oh, well, you could hear it this way, perhaps.
You're a googly moogly.
Right.
You know, this, basically it's saying if you get antibiotics as a baby, as a kid, right, like I did, plenty of them, you're going to have not only intestinal dysbiosis, but you're going to have skin and lung pathology. That just means you're going to have nasty skin, and you're going to have respiratory conditions. Story of my life. I've been saying it for so many years. It's not just that, oh, my gosh, they wiped out your microbiome. It's more than that. It's what happens after they wipe out your microbiome and the habitat for it. The malabsorption that occurs, the lack of detoxification prowess that develops. In other words, you can't eliminate appropriately. You've got all kinds of metabolic wastes happening. You've been devastated with chemotherapy, antibiotics. And now your body's trying to figure out how it's going to go on. And so if your liver's congested, your kidneys are congested, guess what, boys and girls? In certain body types, mine included, the skin is going to do its thing. It's going to go, whoa, get out. The skin's the largest organ for elimination or detoxification. More than the liver, bigger than the liver. Although when the liver is doing its job 100%, the skin doesn't have to do a heck of a lot more than normal stuff. So you see a lot of eczema, sclerotic manifestations, and the antibiotics in childhood apparently exacerbate that, and also the connection to lung pathology. What was I? Borderline asthmatic. Respiratory ailments. Allergies to everything. I was on inhalers, nasal sprays. I couldn't go out at certain times of the year because the pollen would kill me. I just wouldn't be able to breathe. I'd be tearing up, stuffing, congested, runny nose, you name it. And what was my upbringing? Antibiotics are us. That was vitamin A for me. So here's another scientific explanation, I shall say, about the devastating impact of antibiotics in childhood. If you don't know what to do to correct it, and we have just become so casual as a culture, even as we become aware of superbugs we mentioned last hour. So casual as a culture with the acceptance of these antibiotics. It's like we give up far too soon, far too easily. Now, I recognize why this happens, Super Don, because let's face it, allopathic domination of the Western world has led us to believe and perceive that nothing could be as powerful as an antibiotic to save you. That those things in nature, even if they'd like to say, yeah, okay, they can do some stuff. In most real-world scenarios, it's not enough. And without the antibiotics, you're definitely going to die. I mean, let's be honest about this. Isn't that what people believe? How else would they be so accepting of these things that are devastating to not only their gastrointestinal system, but everything that it relates to, including the future of their immune system?
Good question. And, you're right. I mean, it's just, you know, that's what people think. That's what I thought for many years. And it was because that was it. It was, you know, antibiotic for this, special antibiotics for certain things, you know, that was the magic cure for anything and everything bacterial or you know, whatever. Of course, I know better now, but, you know, that was the programming that I got, and I think majority of people get, and they still stick to that. That's still the answer.
Well, as you mentioned so eloquently last segment, when we teased about the super bug that it would become Obamacare, that the answer in their article, which was a Funny Onion article, was, hey, if we could just get single payer, right, go on, full on, so that'll cure it, right? That's just like the nuclear bomb option of antibiotics. If we could just have a more powerful, stronger antibiotic, then we'd all be good. No, we'd all be dead. Because you destroy the very essence of life, which is the microbiome, our ability to cohabitate. That's not a bad thing. With the bugs. They provide for us, much like the soil and the teeming life forms in the soil, the bugs there, bacteria break down the things in the soil. So guess what? The plants can grow and flourish and absorb the minerals that they cannot if they're in that pure rock state. Once again, we don't eat rocks. If you guys do supplements that are rock minerals, it's not the way you're designed to absorb them. And if you can't absorb them, you can't utilize them. So we talk about 100% whole food being very, very important here. But the idea that an antibiotic is just, it's just one of those things and take it casually. I'm urging you to take it very seriously. And I'm recognizing and acknowledging, just like my own programming and Superdawn's programming, we have been taught to take antibiotics very lightly. Even in the era of superbugs, we still pretty much are willing to go, okay, doc, just give me an antibiotic. Because we haven't, well, I say this is the proverbial we, and it's probably not a good idea to we all over the subject. But I will say my experience, I had to learn by delving into homeopathy for over 10 years with great intensity. And I learned how to manage infectious disease with homeopathy. Of course, I was eating organically grown foods. I was healing my liver. I was doing probiotics. I was supplementing, those kinds of things. I was changing my life by healing the things that had been devastated prior because of the antibiotics. But if that were all, it would be pretty cool. But then there'd be the fear game that could have still been played upon me that, oh my gosh, it's an infection. And yes, homeopathy's been really great for these other things you've been doing, Robert, but not an infection. And then you go back into the historical records that seemingly have been lost to history. And you find that devastating infectious diseases, pandemic, epidemic infections, typhoid, typhus, malaria, influenza, many different things out there. You go back in the early part of the 20th century where they kept these medical records, and you find that the homeopathic hospitals, even the naturopathic, holistic, eclectic type healing hospitals had a very high rate of success, a very low rate of mortality. When you see those very same infections were devastating and killing the vast majority of people that were going into allopathic hospitals. Now, some of you will say historically that's right, but what about after antibiotics? Well, the era of antibiotics led to the era of chronic disease, chronic digestive issues, chronic immune issues, chronic skin issues, the lung issues. And by the way, folks, when your microbiome is not intact, you can't produce the molecular hydrogen necessary for the antioxidant capacity to be hypercharged, like we talk about, the H2, like in the molecular hydrogen, the water that splits out. And in a healthy microbiome, when you're on a largely vegetarian raw diet, the fiber, the insoluble fiber, will be interacting with the microbiome. And guess what? It produces massive quantities of H2, of molecular hydrogen, which, by the way, connects with lung health. And we have reported on studies showing that reversing asthma could be as simple as producing and bringing more hydrogen into your body. All right, that's Advanced Medicine Part 1. We'll see if we can find Dr. Batari. In the meantime, we'll carry on. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, the doctor is in. We got him, Dr. Bittar. You know, Dr. Bittar, I'm not going to tell Ty Bollinger about when you showed up for work today because I know you're a busy guy. And you can always write yourself a note because you're the doctor. I'm excused. Oh. But anyway, we missed you, but...
You can bust on me because I deserve this one.
It's okay, man. Just to catch you up where we were, there's a story here out of GreenMed Info, which is a really cool one, about early life antibiotic exposure causing intestinal dysbiosis, which could be a moment of die. I called it and I told you so because it's exacerbating pre-existing and existing skin conditions and also contributing to lung pathology. All of the things I had as a child being the antibiotic kid, my point was that we are still, as a culture in the West, way too quick to jump to antibiotics. Way too quick because we have been taught and programmed that that natural stuff might have some merit, but boy, when it comes to infection, if you don't do these antibiotics, you're going to die, every one of you.
Yeah, actually, this has been a problem that as far back as pretty sure... It was about 15 years ago, there was an article that came out in an emergency medicine journal that was talking about the overuse of antibiotics. So, you know, we're talking a decade and a half, maybe even a little bit longer, the concomitant use of multiple antibiotics promoting the drug resistance aspect. And in fact, the things such as methyl resistant staph aureus now that's become a very prevalent problem in our society has been a direct result of this use of antibiotics indiscriminately. But what you're talking about, Robert, it's such a massive, massive issue that now today, God forbid, if people end up getting some type of an infection where they really, really, really could benefit from antibiotics, most of those people will not benefit from them because the microbes have now mutated, very much like cancer, by the way. They've mutated, they've become adaptogenic and mutagenic to deal with the crap that we put, you know, that basically we're putting in the body, the antibiotics. It's become crap in the sense that it's no longer functioning the way it was designed to function because of our indiscriminate usage. It's like anything else, you know, the sustainability aspect that you've talked about, even like with agriculture. You plant the same fruit and vegetables in the same fields over and over and over again. You deplete the mineral content.
We get lazy.
Exactly.
You know, Dr. Pattar, we got lazy medically in the 20th century, and we're paying for it big time now. Now, there was a funny article, an Onion piece last hour you'll like, because it relegated Obamacare to being a superbug, right? Because they tried to kill it like seven times, the Republicans, when Obama was president, knowing he wouldn't sign it, right? And so now it's resistant. Now that the Republicans are in, they can't do it because they made it into a superbug. Of course, it's absurd at the same time. It's poignant, too. But the idea here is that we don't have enough healers, doctors, however you want to define them, that can help guide these people back to the natural ways to overcome infection and restore the healthy terrain that has been destroyed by the way we live, by the antibiotics we've over-relied upon.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very interesting analogy that they've made. But I think that that is probably true. The superbug concept is a very true concept. It's not just applicable, as you've just very eloquently pointed out, in the microbiology world. It's also applicable in the political world. It's applicable in all aspects of life. And I think that this is where the apathy aspect comes in. When you said that we've become lazy, that's pathognomonic of, I think, a lot of our disease processes today because we've become lazy. Exercise, for example, is the freest, the easiest, and the most effective thing to prevent people from getting sick. But something that was really, really profound during the research of my book, that the one that I'm going to be talking about, the conflict key at the cancer conference that you and I have talked a little bit about over off the air, going back to the work of Paul Allen, As a Man Thinketh, there's something very remarkable I heard yesterday while I was listening to the book for a second or third time on audio. And he says that the mind is the orchestrator of the body. The body is the servant of the mind. If you want to get your body healthy, if you want to get rid of a disease process, if you want to get your body straightened out, you must first straighten out your brain. And so I started thinking about this aspect, which comes back to the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological aspect that you and I have talked about numerous times, off the air, on the air, about how that's the most significant thing when it comes to cancer, the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological aspect, which means basically that the brain, the mind, has not been right, and that's where the cancer starts. Yes, the biological toxins and overloads and such, but we must get our mind straight first, and then our bodies will follow. And this is where you said about the apathy comes perfect in there. The apathy, we're apathetic, we need to get rid of that.
Beautifully said, Dr. Pattar. We're up on a break, and we're going to talk about where that apathy leads to, the arrogance of man experimenting on life itself and destroying it, not uplifting it. And that is a story Dr. Pattar sent to me this past week, and we're going to cover it next. Stick with us. Go to medicalrewind.com if you ever miss a show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you hear the term advanced medicine, long-time listeners know what we're talking about, but if you're like new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, new to advanced medicine segments with Dr. Rasha Buttar, by the way, you can find out about him, drbuttar.com. And, you know, what do you think, advanced medicine? And part of me would go, hey, maybe they're talking technology, right? It's advanced, so it's got to be technological. But in reality, I perceive advanced meaning consciousness. Advanced consciousness. Consciousness that is wise enough to know when you don't need the technology. And Dr. Bitar, you sent me an article this past week that's like, it's like X-Files territory. Headline reads, in breakthrough, scientists edit a dangerous mutation from genes in human embryos. I'm thinking, they're going into monkey with life itself because they can. And not everything you can do, should you do. Alteration of gene expression via injecting stuff and removing stuff. I am somewhat hesitant to believe that man has the inherent wisdom to do it and get it right.
Well, Robert, first of all, I appreciate your definition of advanced medicine, and I would, if I had to isolate it to just one thing, I think I would prefer your definition of the evolution, the thought process aspect rather than technology. But I would like to think that we actually encompass all aspects of advanced technology and the esoteric as well, the spiritual, the,
sure,
the advanced thought process. So having said that, to specifically respond to what you just said, I find it very interesting that we as humans would think that we, I mean, you know, present company excluded, we already understand our own infallibilities and we already understand our own mistakes and our shortcomings. We understand that we see that what medicine's done and how lacking medicine is, how lacking every aspect of life that could be the abundance aspect of life, the sustainability aspect of life. So we failed in medicine so far. You know, there are pockets of us that are going out there and trying to get it straight, and we are making progress. But how can we, with the same mentality that created the problem, think that we can go in and start monkeying in with the genetic code? Einstein said, I believe it was Einstein said, that you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created that very problem first. And this is the issue. We have created a problem. And now we think that we can go in and go into the genetic code and fix the problem that we've created. How is fixing the genetic code going to fix a problem with environmental toxicity or the emotional aspects or the things that society has created? We ourselves, it must first be upon us to understand what the problem is, because they clearly have not understood what the problem is. They're monkeying around with the perfection, with the perfect system. It's already there. The genes express themselves based upon the environmental triggers. They're trying to go in there and now unchange the genes when it's the environmental trigger that they should be looking at, because that is the thing that regulates the genetic expression.
Oh, beautifully said. And you know, if I didn't express myself clearly enough, when I talk about advanced consciousness, that also means you have the consciousness to determine when technology and intervention is appropriate, right? It's not that it eschews it completely. It's about, hey, man, I'm into advanced all of this stuff. But much of modern medical man doesn't have the consciousness to recognize what you just said. Are we monkeying with perfection? It was like, well, no, it's a defect. Well, why did the defect happen if it's a perfect system? Well, don't mess with us. We can now go in and edit it, right? Here's another story from Medical News Today saying, wow, we figured this out. A new discovery is going to impact the treatment of all autoimmune diseases. Hooray, right? A new study found a way of manipulating the differentiation of T cells in the immune system so as to strike a balance between pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory cells. Well, what happened that made that balance go awry? No, nobody asked that question, because they go, oh, well, we see the T cells doing this, so let's go in and inject this or develop a drug there. It's like, what do you do in advanced medicine, Dr. Bitar? All of that you wrote about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away already corrects that T cell malfunction, as they're calling it.
See, the problem is, Robert, the mindset that medicine uses and most doctors use is that every time I see a fire engine, I see fires. Therefore, or every time I see fires, I see fire engines. Therefore, I conclude that they are both synonymous and that fire engines lead to fires. Now, you and I both know that that's completely an absurd statement. But the mentality that's being used to come up with these deductions is the same mentality that they're using when they look at the T-cell manipulation or they're looking at the snipping out certain parts of genetic code. They are not understanding the interrelationship and how intricate that relationship is and how perfectly balanced it already is, because nature does not sustain something for nothing for very long. This is the very, very key component of understanding the biology of belief, our friend,
Bruce Lipton.
Bruce Lipton had written about, right? The
exactly.
Biology of belief, where he talks about the genetic expression is dictated by the environmental trigger. I remember when I heard that first, 15 years ago, after our mutual friend, Alan Butcher had sent me
Alden,
Alden had sent me the audio to listen to, And I remember driving in a car listening to that, and I started laughing because then I understood for the first time what I was actually doing and the reason that I was getting the results that I was getting in my clinical practice. Many times I would try to figure out, why am I getting these results when other doctors aren't? And when Bruce Lipton, listening to his work, I started laughing because I realized that my focus is on that environmental trigger. That's why the genetic expression is now reverting itself and changing to express the person manifesting the phenotypic aspect of better health. So it's not the genetic aspect that's the key. It's the environmental trigger of that genetic aspect. And every one of these things that you just mentioned, the T cell manipulation, the genetic SNPs that they're cutting out, they have missed that boat. To give you an example of T cells, for example, if that was the answer, Robert, which other arena of medicine would you think that they should be focused on first and foremost before they start looking at autoimmune?
Well, in terms of immune function specifically, or a completely different system?
Well, immune system, if it's T cell manipulation, they're looking at they're looking at these autoimmune conditions. Which would be the bigger thing that they should be looking at from an immune system standpoint? Which is we're going to the conference in October.
Well, it'd be lymphocytic activity, for instance. I mean, where are you going with this?
I mean, generally speaking, for the audience that's listening to us, it's for cancer. You would be looking at cancer before you look at autoimmune, right?
Sure.
And
it's much more prevalent.
Already failed. Exactly. And they've actually failed in looking at that. Because what we do with our treatments, for example, we are stimulating all aspects of the immune system. In fact, you remember at the panel last year, when somebody was talking about the cancer markers, and I think one of the doctors had answered, and then I asked for the microphone, you handed it to me, and I talked about how looking at cancer markers was absurd because you're looking at there's no prognostic benefit of looking at these cancer markers because many times, you know, like look at PSA, prostatic specific antigen, yet women don't have prostate, so if that's true that the PSA is prostate-specific antigen, why do women show it in breast cancer when they don't even have a prostate? So there's many of these markers that really have no place in medicine, but because of myth and legend, they have become the gold standards or the markers that everybody looks at. We look at lymphocyte subpopulation. We look at the actual immune response. And that's, again, talking about this lymphocyte aspect, if you could really do what they think that they can do, then with the T lymphocytes, then they would be enhancing this in all cancer patients because that's going to be beneficial. And there are many people that are trying to do that. And our entire treatment, our entire philosophy, our entire premise of what we do with patients that have immune dysfunction, i.e. AIDS or cancer, is to stimulate their lymphocytic response, meaning the white blood cell count, and get them into the right arena. So what they would be looking at if they could really do it.
Well, and it relates back to what I opened with before you got here today, and that is the damage that we do iatrogenically, allopathically to the gut. Maybe well-meaning, maybe well-intended, but the road to hell paved with good intentions. And the point is, you have an advancement in medicine. Do you have the wisdom to know where it's applied appropriately? And when that one step too far, and hold back on it. And we've so gone beyond that at this point that the disaster of cancer and autoimmune diseases, all of these things I talk about, and I say by and large now they're caused, I don't mean because the doctors intend to cause it, but they're causing much of the problems that they're ending up in the monopoly area to treat.
Well, that's actually the history of medicine, right? We create all these problems by giving people all these vaccines, and then later on in life we see an increase in cancer rates and heart disease rates, and we wonder why. We start coming up with ways of getting rid of weeds, or coming up with more effective forms of fertilizer, maybe 75 years ago, 50 years ago, and then we start having multi-generational impacts on people as children are being born with deformities and stuff. We have done this historically. We monkey with the system. We think we're doing something better. We then find out 10, 20, 50 years later that what we've done is wrong, and then we go back and reset it. We haven't learned from history, and history tends to repeat itself. This is another huge, huge breach of that fiduciary relationship that we have to the rest of mankind from a science perspective. We have to make sure we safeguard ourselves from making these kind of mistakes. And the thing is, how can you mess with perfection already? It is already perfect. Just because we don't see perfection, just because we don't recognize the problem, which is us, doesn't mean that we should go around monkeying with systems that are beyond our comprehension.
Once again, comes back to consciousness, right? in all of these endeavors, including the scientific realm, where they try to say, well, that has nothing to do with it. Don't talk spiritual stuff because that's not scientific. It is the basis for applying what we've learned in a way that will not destroy us or others. And that is something, unfortunately, much of the medical system that used to be more of an art form than what they try to call a science, really honored the human body, learned from it, was in awe of creation and the Creator's ability to do what we couldn't hardly conceive of. And we do well just to try to mimic it, apply it, observe it and learn from it, and then go out and do good works.
That's absolutely right, Robert. Absolutely agreed. And this is one thing that hopefully more people will have this mindset that we're talking about and develop this mindset and nurture this mindset, because I think that ultimately the fate of humans, us as a species on this planet, will depend upon that.
Oh, I agree completely, yeah.
And where are we going to go if we start monkeying around with these things, and what's going to happen in another 50, 100, 200 years? And, you know, what kind of things are we going to do? Are we going to start cloning people and starting having, for body organs donation aspect and thinking that, oh, well, you know, your liver fails or your heart fails, just go out and get another liver or heart from a clone? I mean, there are so many ethical and other implications here, and it's just...
Well, it still comes down to being stuck in a materialistic, reductionist worldview. I just saw a film, Ghost in the Shell. I think it was originally a Japanese anime or something. And it talked about saving a human brain and placing it into a computer or a machine. And that's what we're all going to. And there is a perception of a lot of people on planet Earth that we're just physical molecules. If we save the brain, somehow that is life itself. And, of course, that is a spiritual deficiency on their part. We've got lots more healing. Advanced medicine continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours today, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, syndicated around the country, around the world, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud as well, and, of course, MedicalRewind.com, special episodes each and every week, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And, Dr. Bitar, I love talking consciousness with you. It's so cool. And here's another example of a lack of consciousness, all right? On one hand, we say, you know what? We don't want people to spontaneously combust while they're sleeping, right? Because you never know when the mattress is going to catch on fire. So let's add a bunch of toxic chemicals in there that'll make it smolder instead of inflame big time. And look at what we've done. We've done such wonderful things. Now we're finding out we've made children stupid, if I can say that. We've lowered their IQ through this childhood exposure to another toxic chemical. We've been talking about the law of the terrain, the environment, the milieu. And it's like you have a good idea and you execute it in a way that makes you dumber.
Yeah, you know, you look at the lead studies that have been done, low lead exposure with the decrease in IQ. We talked about that, I believe, last week. We've talked about mercury and how that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils. We've talked about that for literally 7 years now, maybe, you know, longer. Just in this show, of course, and you and I have talked about this independently even longer. Now you're talking about the fire retardant aspect in the mattresses. And the one thing that we may forget, we sleep, the human system sleeps on the average about 8 hours, and for a child in a 24-hour period, so about a third of your time is spent in bed. And for a child, that's when they grow, that's when they recuperate. We all recuperate actually during sleep, but children actually grow during sleep. That's when we are actually, the phase of development is exponentially increased during the sleep phases. And so now you've got that one third of your life that's being spent on a mattress that is outgassing and that has all these chemicals and components that are neurologically impacting. And of course, there's other aspects that's impacting us too, which we haven't figured out yet. So it's another example going back to that environmental trigger that we talked about in the last segment of the show. Mm-hmm. Another environmental trigger that is messing up the system and that's causing a burden within the system that we don't and are not aware of what the implications will be downstream.
Right. Another neurotoxin, as if we didn't have enough. And, of course, that will raise money for what? Research into neurodegenerative diseases. My gosh, there are children now with neurodegenerative diseases. What's going on? Of course, they won't look at the cause. And one of the big causes, of course, is mercury and aluminum injections. Those are things known as vaccines. And, you know, it's still, as I know, send money. We don't know what it is, but we know it's not vaccines. How do you know? We just know because it's their imperative not to know.
So you just basically summarize the next 25 to 30 years of news in the medical arena when it comes to neurodegenerative disease.
I know, it's really sad.
People will say 25 years from now, Robert, how did you know that? Where did you get the crystal ball? How were you able to tell? They'll call you the next Nostradamus because that's how accurate you are.
It's so funny. But, you know, I look back at my own history, and I've told this story. We've talked about it on the air, how, you know, I knew as a child I would grow up one day to be a doctor, but the only visual of a doctor medium, it was an allopathic medical doctor, like my family. And so, but there was something that didn't resonate inside with me that said, you know, I can't do that. It would make me physically ill to do that as much as I had been ill prior to that. And so I look at what we've discussed this hour, and it's not us bashing doctors, right? It's easy enough. We could pinpoint anything that a doctor does wrong and go, hey, why did you do that? But the reality is the paradigm has to shift. It has to change. Otherwise, I can't see folks going into that system and trying to change it from within, even though I'm not saying that they shouldn't, because some people, that's their mission in this lifetime. Our mission, although you went into medicine, our mission is larger than that, is to bring out this consciousness shift through communication, through irreverence occasionally too, but through advanced medicine and what you're teaching as well.
Yeah, I think that that's the key point, Robert. We've talked about the importance of educating, because that's really what a physician means, is to teach anyway.
Yes.
And I think that our role is to make people more aware. I think that once people understand, they become more, well, if they understand your mission, they understand what your motive is, and you can intellectually appeal to them, then you get a partnership, and now it's easier to help that person to achieve their goal in health, whatever it is. I think the most important thing from today's segment that I would want to reinforce in people's mind is that if you want to get your body healed, you have to first heal your mind. This is a very important concept. It's very simple, and yet it's very profound.
What do you think, kids? Yeah, I think they are all in agreement, Dr. Bitar. So good to have you on board. And, of course, each and every week, Dr. Bitar is with me doing advanced medicine discussions like nowhere else in broadcast radio media. And, of course, come and see him, me, and a lot of other folks, including our good buddy Ty Bollinger, at the Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. You'll be there, too, Dr. Bitar. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. I was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.